are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom Hanks has diabetes. Not sure if it goes back to his bosom buddy days or what he ate during the Castaway movie. You know, those crabs and whatever else he caught did look a little sugary. So we'll talk about Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks. One of my favorite actors. He is a brilliant actor. Anybody that could go from comedy to method actor to even a silent actor, right? Like Castaway, he was basically had no lines for about an hour in it, yet held our attention. Pretty phenomenal. So we'll talk about that. Then we have a Malibu High School. I'm sure many of you have heard about this. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray at KABC discussing this, how a high school, many teachers there think that they have acquired thyroid cancer, bladder cancer, a variety of other illnesses because of the mold and other sort of toxins leaking into the school. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about James Holmes is back in the news. All right. Apparently, J.J. Holmes, who was charged with killing 12 people, injuring 70 others in the shooting the Batman premiere movie. All right. There is some evidence coming up from two dating websites where he had set up accounts. Okay. I don't even want to think about that. Just James Holmes. Remember, somebody thought he was really, really sexy. Right, and wanted to get with them after this whole shooting thing. Some people out there are just absolutely sick. And, you know, speaking of mental illness, they say 20% of young people now, 20% suffer from mental illness. 20%, 1 in 5? I'm surprised actually it's that low. I would expect higher, but we got a problem here. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a large number of teachers, at least a third of the staff at Malibu High School, is saying that the school is causing them to get sick and have cancer. Now, the third of the teachers aren't having cancer, but they're concerned as some teachers have been afflicted with cancer. They think the recent construction that had brought up things from underneath the soil and several classrooms they believe are moldy has caused the illnesses. They have hired environmental consultants to try to find the source of the skin diseases they're being afflicted by, thyroid cancer, and other serious issues, according to CBS Los Angeles. Now, apparently, in order to do this construction, from what we understand, their health was compromised when Santa Monica Malibu Unified School District hired contractors to move 1,000 cubic yards of dirt contaminated with PCBs, lead, and pesticides. Now, remember, PCBs are carcinogenic. All right, so it may not be the mold causing the thyroid cancer, but they believe maybe the PCBs, lead, and pesticides in the dirt. When that dirt was moved away from the campus, they think it introduced it into their nearby environment. District Superintendent Sandra Lyon issued a memo saying that a highly qualified environmental consulting firm is investigating these concerns and will recommend corrective action in case there is anything that has been identified. So they're checking for molds, contaminants, etc. Now, of course, teachers aren't as concerned about the newer buildings as opposed to some of the older buildings that could still have mold, etc. You know, scary because some of the parents now are like, well, wait a second, you know, our kids are going to school there. Now, you know, many of you have asked me about molds, and many of you think that your working environment has made you sick. If you have any stories or anything you want to share, please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have a patient right now who thinks that there is mold in the building and that she's getting sick from that. And we're going to discuss what mold, especially like black mold, can do. One of you had asked me a while back, do any molds actually cause cancer? I think there was a study relating Aspergillus, which is a pretty common mold. I don't know much about the other molds. Okay, there's still not a lot of science behind that yet. But in this particular case with these teachers, apparently teacher Katie LaPonja wrote a letter to the district saying three teachers have been diagnosed with stage one thyroid cancer within the last 6 months, and three other teachers are recently being treated for other thyroid problems. Now, okay, thyroid, like low thyroid, high thyroid, okay, those are still, even though high thyroid is much less common than low thyroid, those are still pretty common. Okay, so if you have, what, 1,000 teachers, okay, let's say in a school district, I'm just pulling up a random number, if you know, you have, I don't know, maybe 100 of them having low thyroid, I'm not that shocked by that. I'm not saying 1 in 10 have low thyroid, but, you know, low thyroid could be an issue. Thyroid cancer, that makes me raise my eyebrow. Really? Okay. Three teachers having stage one thyroid cancer. I also found that one of the teachers had bladder cancer. They say several Malibu teachers are being treated for migraines, hair loss, skin rashes, and several respiratory illnesses. A third of the teachers are complaining of certain health issues. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get information. They're also going to be looking at the soil tests to test to see what contaminants or carcinogens could be there. According to construction plans published a couple years ago, tainted soil tested at a total hazard index of 2, which is, I guess, significantly above the target level 1. Twice that, I guess. I don't know much about these total hazard indexes. I'm going to look it up. All right. But they said after they moved the dirt, the hazard index dropped all the way down to a 0.1. The top 3 feet of soil next to the older buildings was hauled away in a hazmat-style operation during a summer vacation. It had lead, pesticides, PCBs, volatile organic compounds that were above California safety standards. Now, this particular school has about 60 teachers and 10 other educators. So that's a big school. So, you know, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about mold. Have any of you had any issues with mold? What did you come across? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Time. time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Travers calling from California. Hey, Travers, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. What's going on over there?
Well, you guys were talking about mold, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, when I was a kid, I got sick, and we found out that we had mold in the walls of our house. Mm. So we moved out of the house, and I got better and everything, but I still had really bad lung function my entire life. And I was diagnosed with asthma by a whole bunch of doctors. I had inhalers, and they wanted me to take Advair for asthma and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, finally I met a doctor who actually cured my asthma in 3 days.
How?
Well, he said, he gave me a product that on the back it says the FDA doesn't recommend doing this, but I'm going to tell you to try it, and it's called food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I drank it for 3 days, and my lung function was out of this world. I've never looked back.
Wow.
I'm exercising now, hiking. I feel great. Totally changed my life.
Wow. Now, let me ask you something. When you were diagnosed, when they diagnosed mold, and you were having lung problems, how did they treat you as a kid?
My mom said they really didn't. We just moved out of the house. We moved to a new house in the valley, away from the ocean, and I didn't really get treated for it. They just thought I was only 5 years old and I would work it out myself, which pretty much happened, but I always had really bad allergies, like to grasses and oak trees, which are around our area a lot. And I just always had really, it's a very short breath, couldn't really breathe deep and stuff. And over the years, I guess it just accumulated and it got worse. Finally, I met the right doctor and he told me to try this, and it just broke up everything out of my lungs, and I was able to expel it naturally through my own systems.
That's incredible. Oh, my God.
Travis,
thanks for sharing that. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks a lot. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, it's interesting. Some of you have asked me about drinking hydrogen peroxide, and this is something that I have to admit, because it's more of the complementary medicine, alternative medicine path. We MDs, we don't really learn much about it. I mean, what I know of hydrogen peroxide, all right, is the reaction that you get when you introduce catalase to it. Like, for example, one of my science fair projects that I did in high school is you took some liver took some beef liver, some cow liver, right? Cut it up into little squares. You threw some hydrogen peroxide, the catalase, the enzyme that's in protein and beef and meat and muscle converts the hydrogen peroxide to water and oxygen. Now, the reason why that happens is because, one, your body needs hydrogen peroxide, but two, your body also has to metabolize it, because sometimes hydrogen peroxide could be toxic. So we have no idea. We know that your body needs hydrogen peroxide, but we also know your body can't handle certain hydrogen peroxide. I was always taught, don't drink it. Always taught, never drink it. You could clean out wounds with hydrogen peroxide. You could soak toothbrushes, for example. You could peroxide kitchen equipment, but to never, ever, ever drink it. Now, why? How I was taught in school was your hydrogen peroxide, because of that whole catalase effect, is extremely caustic. So as you're getting the water and the oxygen formation, etc., even though the water shouldn't hurt and the oxygen shouldn't hurt, sometimes it could be the nature of it as it's being metabolized could be very caustic. In fact, we're also taught that after you clean a wound and suture it, don't be throwing hydrogen peroxide on it, because the hydrogen peroxide could kill healthy cells growing. Yet, I'm starting to hear more and more people say they drink it. Now, I can't recommend it. Again, I'm MD trained, board certified family medicine. I wasn't trained in the uses of complementary medicine, alternative medicine, and drinking hydrogen peroxide, so I can't tell you. I mean, all I could tell you is don't put anything in your mouth that says not to. But, you know, I'm hearing cases just like Travers where they're swearing by this stuff. I mean, and it blows my mind. I can't, unfortunately, recommend it. You know, I wish there would be some studies where I could say, you know what, you could down a bottle of hydrogen peroxide and be good, but my gut instinct is saying, whoa, 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 hold the flipping phone. But are people getting hydrogen peroxide into their system and living to tell about it? Yes. Just, we need to learn more about it. You know, like this colloidal silver. Some of you have just sworn by colloidal silver. Now, we just had that gentleman die who had been taking silver, and his skin had turned blue, and he was known as the human Smurf for years. I believe he died of, I forget, he had just died a week or two ago. And I'm not saying it was because of the silver, but with that particular situation, the silver turned his skin blue. He was on, news outlets, et cetera, for years, and he had suffered with this for a while until he finally came public and then, was able to, you know, live a life being blue. So, I think the reason why we in the medical community are so scared to endorse any of these other products is because we could get sued. You know, if somebody said to doctors, look, we're not going to sue you. If you, well, you're going to have full protection. If you want to recommend some sort of alternative treatment that's not FDA approved to your patient, we will make sure nobody could ever hold you liable. Well, that's not going to happen because they also don't want doctors giving people snake oil. They don't want doctors coming up with their own concoction. You know how I like to make Frosted Flake chicken, right? One of my signature dishes, if I ever was on Hell's Kitchen, would be my Frosted Flake chicken, right? All right. So if I, let's say, make that and say that is going to cure you of your hemorrhoids, all right, I would be violating probably every medical board law that there is, any statute that I have, saying I'm supposed to practice medicine in the best faith. So we don't have a system such that we doctors can try something. I mean, if Travers is right, and him drinking a hydrogen peroxide concoction, okay, I mean, my guess is it wasn't full-blown hydrogen peroxide, and it cured his lung problems, and he doesn't have to now be on pharmaceuticals like steroids, etc., that is some cool stuff. I want to know about it. But if there's no way to regulate it and make sure that there aren't people there recommending something that could be toxic to you, then there's no protection for doctors who want to try it. So for years, don't expect anytime soon, with the exception of marijuana, and doctors suggesting marijuana, there's going to be no allowance or easing of doctors recommending alternative therapy and complementary therapy unless there's going to be some protection for lawsuits. Now, let's go into mold. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1,000 different species of mold in the United States. I think worldwide about 100,000. Molds are everywhere. All right. And as we know, molds like more damp environments, okay? Black toxic mold, I've been asked about a lot. Now, with the black mold, the toxic black mold, what they have are trichothecene mycotoxins, if I'm pronouncing that right. And these are neurotoxic. They kill neurons in the brain, from what we understand, okay? Could cause brain fog, could cause anxiety, depression, seizures, etc. I've never seen a patient with toxic black mold, but this is one of the molds that people are extremely concerned about. And when you see mold, that black mold, the first thing people think about is this. Now, of course, it could get into your air passages, nasal cavity, mouth, throat, airborne, of course, get lost. Lodged, start causing breathing problems, and it would be very similar to whether it was you'd be asthmatic or having pulmonary edema, difficulty breathing, sometimes swelling, inflammation, fluids, etc., build up, itchy nose. Also, this stuff could get into the bloodstream. If it gets into the bloodstream, it could affect the heart. I'm looking at a website called Black Mold, I believe, .com or wartspace.com. It kind of breaks down the circulatory problems like blood pressure issues, bleeding issues, irregular heartbeat, eye issues, skin issues like dermatitis, etc. The problem with mold is if you think you see it, you immediately start to scratch. Okay? What do you do if you're working in a place where you think or living in a place that you think has some sort of toxic mold? Now, I always recommend calling the health department. You could also call OSHA. I know you don't want to get your boss in trouble, but there are screenings that could be done. We'll talk a little bit about what to do with the work area. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you really concerned about mold, because I don't want to kind of beat the subject to death, but it is extremely important as we see that there's a school now being evaluated and investigated for possible mold exposure and other sorts of pesticides and possible carcinogenic substances that have now affected multiple teachers. And at Malibu High School in California, an environmental group is now evaluating and investigating that. So that's kind of come to national news. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning today on KABC discussing this. For those of you that want to get a good review of molds, I recommend medicinenet.com. Very good. It kind of goes through the different mold facts, where molds could be found in the home, what to do, etc. All right. And we know that molds can cause a variety of issues, respiratory, neurological, cardiac, skin, dermatologic, obviously. And again, mold can live indoor, outdoors. They usually like damp, warm, humid environments. But I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And even though this is a very dry environment, we still have mold issues even in houses here. Some of the older houses, not a lot of ventilation, water sets in, things dripping, etc. So we'll quickly just kind of let you know where you should look. Shower stalls, basements, certain attic spaces. See, in Vegas, we really don't have a lot of basements. There are some homes with basements, but Vegas, you know, it's too new a city to have had the older type of construction type homes. And because we don't really have major issues in terms of like tornadoes, etc., basements weren't as necessary as it would be, let's say, back east or Midwest, etc. And the type of ground, caliche, the hard rock makes it very difficult to dig underground. But still, there's still tons of areas where mold can grow where I live. Of course, some of you are even allergic to mold. It may not be the mold causing an infection, but your inflammatory response. So the best way to control the mold or control it in your work environment or home environment is to make sure that there are no wet areas. Okay, you've got to control moisture, have great ventilation. From what we understand, the EPA doesn't really have any particular standards on mold or mold spore levels. I think we just kind of go, you know, let's just try to go for broke and not have any at all. Now, we've talked about fungus on this show. These fungi, like I said, MedicineNet.com has a great review over this. But we grew, remember fungi, we kind of grew fungi, right? We grew that in the lab. In school, pretty cool stuff. Some of us just got it from behind our ear. Okay, they grow in filaments, but they reproduce by forming these little spores. Now, mildew is, we refer to mildew when you see these cleaning commercials. Mildew we see is kind of white, grayish in the shower stalls, bathrooms, etc. That's where you will find mold. Okay, sometimes we use that hand in hand, the same word, mildew. All right, the most common types are the aspergillus, and like I said, aspergillus had been linked to cancer, but we still need a lot more information on that. The alternaria, the penicillium, which helped us find penicillin, cladosporium, strachybotrys, pretty cool stuff. These are greenish black molds that you could find, even on dust and lint. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Don calling from North Carolina. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, I love your show.
Thank you.
We've been looking at buying a foreclosed home, and all the foreclosed homes that we've looked at needed some repair and this and that. But due to all the rain, it has caused a lot of mold in a lot of these. Just about every house that I've looked at had a lot of mold in them. And and you couldn't even buy the house, you know, through FHA or conventional loan, because it had so much mold in it. And you wouldn't believe how much it would cost to get the mold removed by a specialist.
That's a tough one. I know. You know, I remember we tried to sell a home once, and the carpet was completely destroyed by the babies and the dog, so we just threw in a carpet allowance. But you're right. Getting mold removed is a heck of a lot more expensive. I mean, I would say it's not worth it. I mean, now, North Carolina, oh, my gosh, I'm jealous. I would love to live there. I mean, do you have you talked to the health department or OSHA and asked what's the best way to approach this? You're trying to buy a house, because there are no levels. So it's not like you could get it tested and they say, all right, well, you know, if it's below this level, you're good. Do you think you can maybe go that route and say, you know, look, we're trying to buy a home. What's the best way? You don't want to, it's not like you want to call the cops. You don't want to sit there and, you know, narc on the house, but you don't, you know, you can't sell a home that's infested, whether it be termites, whether it be, you know, I don't know.
Well, when you're buying a foreclosed home itself, through a bank or through another lender, we have found out you have to have the houses inspected.
Right.
And when the inspector comes in and he sees the mold that is on the wall, that is in the basement, or that is in the bathroom or a kitchen or anything, they say that you've got to get a a specialist that knows mold, that knows what they're doing, professional, in order for them to do it. And they come in their white uniforms and the pet mask and the work.
How's that like? Yeah.
Yeah, and to a lot of banks and a lot of lenders, it's not worth lending you the money on a foreclosed house if they have to remove mold.
Right, right. No, but they can't shift the responsibility to the buyer. I mean, from what I understand, even if the bank is selling a foreclosed home, if you're getting, even if it's a deal, it can't be an as is. It has to, like you said, qualify an inspection. It has to be structurally sound, and it has to also be healthy. It can't be a risk. If these banks are trying to pass that on to the buyer, they can't do that.
Right, they don't do that. What they tell you is that, well, we can't loan you money on that home.
Oh, so I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Well then, and you know what, Don, I would say don't even buy it. I mean, you know, it stinks because right now there's steals getting foreclosed homes. And thank you, Don, for calling. I mean, you can get a steal right now. But at this point, if you live in an area where it is more damp and with all the rains, and I think back east is going to be getting another huge set of storms coming their way, it's not worth it. So you can't even get that's going to be something that the banks are going to have to do. If the banks want to unload their inventory, then they're going to have to clean house, literally. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what about you, who's a boss, okay, and you're an employer, and you have staff that are concerned that they're at risk? Well, go to the OSHA website. I recommend any employer or house owner to go to the OSHA.gov website, and they do give us prevention tips on mold. Most of you will say this is common sense. Repairing plumbing leaks, looking for condensation and wet spots, preventing moisture from condensing by increased surface temperature or reducing moisture in the air, like these dehumidifiers. Definitely keeping your HVAC drip pans clean. Make sure they're flowing properly. Make sure you have your HVAC inspected, maintained. Maintaining indoor relative humidity below 70%. OSHA's recommending your indoor relative humidity 25 to 60%. You also have ventilating machines that you could bring in. It's expensive. Okay, most employers don't do this, but you need to. All right? Yes, you are liable. You don't want your employees getting sick. That costs you more money than you think. And it's worth it. Are your building materials and furnishings visibly moisture damaged? If you see the wet spots, if you see, you know how the ceiling, you see the stains, etc. Okay, that's a sign. All right. If people complain that they actually smell odors, if it smells musty, you got to get it checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. Tom Hanks having diabetes and more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For joining in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I mean, it's no surprise that Hollywood gets afflicted with very similar medical issues like we do, right? Paula Deen was diagnosed with diabetes. Angelina Jolie tested positive for the BRCA gene mutation. I'm sure there's been Parkinson's disease with Michael J. Fox, and I commend them for being open with their medical issues. I mean, it should be private. You don't have to be open about that when you're a Hollywood star. But the fact that you do helps people, put people at ease. It's kind of been one of the cornerstones of my show. You know, I don't act like my poop doesn't stink. All right. I have the same dirty, sweaty, earwaxy, issues that everybody does, okay? And it helps. But what's very interesting about Tom Hanks' story is they believe that his diabetes, even though he's kept his weight looking phenomenal, like you saw him in Apollo 13. Apollo 13. Apollo 11. No, it was Apollo 13. Don't tell me I'm already mixing up the Apollos. I know my NASA. Anyway, they think that because Tom Hanks had to go up and down 30 pounds or 40 pounds depending on the role, that could have been the cause of his diabetes. So does yo-yo dieting or fluctuating weight cause diabetes? So Tom Hanks, I believe, is 57 years old. So we announced to David Letterman now that he's been living with type 2 diabetes. Okay? His latest film is Captain Phillips. I'm not sure how he looks in that. Okay? If he's skinny or not. Alright? But he said that, he was diagnosed, he said he had been fighting high blood sugars for a while since he was in his 30s. He said, I went to the doctor and he said, you know those high blood sugars, you've been dealing with it since you were 36. Well, you've graduated. You've got type 2 diabetes, young man. That was what his doctor told him. Alright, now, like, League of His Own, the League of Their Own, that in 1992, remember he played Jimmy Dugan, the, baseball coach? Apparently he had to pack on 30 pounds for that role. Then he dropped from 225 pounds to 170 pounds for Castaway. Now, I think Tom Hanks is about 5'10", 5'11". I'd have to look it up. So 170 pounds, that is tight. Very, very, very thin. Okay? CBS News medical contributor Dr. Holly Phillips said extreme weight fluctuations could have played a role in his diagnosis. Now, I've talked to you guys about weight loss and how rapid weight loss always worries me. It can incite kidney stones, messes with your metabolism. Your metabolism sometimes slows down because it doesn't know if you're starving or not, hibernation mode. And your body needs to reset itself. Bodies do not like, the human body does not like anything dramatic. Okay? We don't like drama. We like everything even keeled. Okay? Just like in regular life, okay? We don't like drama queens. We don't need drama. We need everything even keeled. Our body needs to adjust. It's all mathematics. It's all chemistry. So for those of you trying to lose 50 pounds in a couple months, that makes me extremely scared. I get very, very nervous. I've had some people who had gastric bypass that ended up being afflicted with cancer before the age of 30. Why? Did their body just not handle the stress from the weight loss? What is it? Now, I'm a huge fan of bariatric surgery, especially gastric sleeve and lap band, etc. But sometimes rapid weight loss may not be a good thing. Now, mind you, if you're 300 pounds and you're 5'1", we gotta get that weight off. Okay, the benefits definitely outweigh the risks, but losing weight off and on for roles, whether you're taking diet pills, whether you're doing HCG, whether you're just exercising like crazy, going through personal trainers, etc., the body doesn't handle that. So do I think rapid fluctuations in weight loss and yo-yo dieting could cause diabetes? Absolutely. Okay? Because many people that have diabetes, they'll complain, and we've talked about this on the show many times. For those who joined us, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I talked about how many times before you're diabetic, you're hypoglycemic. So you'll have people say, I'm hypoglycemic, I always need to eat. So I definitely don't have diabetes, I'm the opposite. So if I look back at many of my diabetics, they will claim they had an episode of hypoglycemia. How is that? How could that be? Well, we've talked about insulin and how the pancreas shoots out insulin when it detects sugar. If your pancreas doesn't work well, okay, a lot of times it isn't that abrupt. All right. For even though I do think there's an abrupt onset diabetes, which we've talked about, and I call it diabetes type 3, and I don't know if anybody is going to agree with me on that in the scientific community, but I'm seeing a rapidly progressive diabetes in younger individuals, like 20-year-olds all of a sudden. But anyway, usually when you develop diabetes, it's slow. The pancreas just slowly starts to poop out. You don't maybe produce enough insulin, or the insulin you produce doesn't work. Maybe you shoot off a little too much insulin, and sometimes a little too little insulin back and forth. So, of course, 10 years before a diabetes diagnosis, we're going to see some weird things. What's fascinating about Tom Cruise's case is he admits that his sugar has been high since his 30s. Well, if his blood sugar has been high since his 30s, Okay, maybe because the sugar range was never lowered, he might have been diabetic this whole time. Many of you complain and you accuse us doctors of being in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, like you always do, right, saying we lowered the diabetes standard so that more of us could be diagnosed with diabetes and more of us could be put on a medication. All right, now, when I was in medical school in the 90s, sugar cutoff was 190. Or, I'm sorry, 140. I apologize, 140. In the 1990s, if you were below 140, you were good. Well, now it's below 100, even 99. And we look at a lot of other things. We look at your triglycerides. We look at your glycohemoglobin, etc. But in the 90s, the cutoff was 140. So if Tom Hanks was having blood sugars in the 160s back in the 90s, he probably wasn't going to be medicated because he was only 20 points above normal. Well, now if you're 160, you are 60 points above normal. You're getting treated. So my guess is he's been diabetic this whole time. Possibly, again, weight loss, multiple changes he's had to do for his work. So when you lose weight, I like it methodical. Even 1 pound a week could be too fast for some of you, way too fast. Now, some of you may lose weight like I do, where you diet, you exercise, nothing happens with the scale. The scale doesn't budge. All of a sudden, you get on the scale and you're down 10 pounds. Well, again, as long as you're still eating well and you're not going from 0 to 90 with your exercise, you know, you're slowly increasing it day after day. Again, ease your body into things. I think it's the healthiest. I think it's the safest. Bosom Buddies, I don't blame Bosom Buddies. I think Bosom Buddies was a great show. I just love Tom Hanks. I got to admit, probably one of my favorite roles of Tom Hanks was Forrest Gump. I think he did amazing with that. You know, he added the humor. He added the, it was a phenomenal movie. I mean, Tom Hanks has been a multiple Academy Award winning actor. He can act. He really can. I may not agree with his politics, but, the man could act. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so when we come into the next hour, we're going to be talking about the chicken nugget story. Is chicken nuggets at all full of meat? It's got some chicken meat, but only 50%. We're going to talk about mental illness in our youth, and 9% of youth have admitted to rape. Whether it be a date rape, whether it be a gang rape, 9%. That's some scary stuff. Speaking of rape, they say more men are raped in the U.S. than women because of prison assaults. So we're having more men, in terms of statistics, raped more than women. What causes that type of aggression? Why? It blows my mind. Then, I guess we have a cure for baldness. There's supposed to be a laser helmet that may restore hair called the iGrow. Everything now has I in front of it because of iPhone. This is iDahlia. All right, signing out for a quick break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.